everyone, Annette and Ada here, and welcome back to our final day of What is the Real World? Our last day with it. These 10 days have gone by quickly.
And I've loved them.
I have loved them too. Yeah. I feel like I know the real world better than I ever have.
I feel like I do too. Yeah. And also, I have a lot of, I think what all of our discussions have helped me is to have some compassion for the journey without distance to a goal that's never changed.
Oh, God, isn't that true?
Yes, because we didn't know, and now we do. And now we're learning.
That really, yeah. I don't know. You just had a lot of wisdom right there.
Well, we didn't know. And, you know, like we talked about a few days ago, is like, honoring our learning curve, like in all of life. I think that's such an important concept. You know, you can think of that in business. You can think about that in your relationships. And you can also think about it just in your waking up process, your remembering process.
I like the positive version. Rather than don't disrespect your learning curve, mm-hmm. honor your learning curve.
Honor your
I love that better.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, because it is our last day with What is the Real World, and we're on lesson 300, that means it is your turn, where the rest of us get to just sit back, shut our eyes, and just listen in.
And today, so yesterday while you were reading, it's not that I was actively...
You weren't tuning me out, were you?
No. So, see, how do I say this? So, you know, there's this thing where you say, like, you know, you don't want to go into doubt. It wasn't that. It was I was allowing the truth of it to come in. So, kind of maybe explain that through the contrast. But it was allowing the truth of it to come in. So I just sat there with my eyes closed and really allowed it to come in. So please don't do that if you're responsible for little kids right now and or you're driving or you're operating heavy machinery or you're in a place where it wouldn't be safe. But if it is safe, please close your eyes and let's all, sometimes, you know, I find I try to check in during the day and I realize that like, that my shoulders way up to my ears. So like just try to, you know, put your shoulders down. Take a deep breath and allow the gift and the message of our What is the Real World to come in and speak to you. What is the real world? The real world is a symbol, like the rest of what perception offers, yet it stands for what is opposite to what you made. Your world is seen through eyes of fear and brings the witnesses of terror to your mind. The real world cannot be perceived except through eyes forgiveness blesses. So they see a world where terror is impossible and witnesses to fear cannot be found. The real world holds a counterpart for each unhappy thought reflected in your world. A sure correction for the sights of fear and sounds of battle that your world contains. The real world shows a world seen differently, through quiet eyes and with a mind at peace. Nothing but rest is here. There are no cries of pain and sorrow heard, for nothing here remains outside forgiveness. And the sights are gentle. Only happy sights and sounds can reach the mind that has forgiven itself. What need has such a mind for thoughts of death, attack, and murder? And what can it perceive surrounding it but safety, love, and joy? What is there it would choose to be condemned? And what is there that it would judge against? The world it sees arises from a mind at peace within itself. No danger lurks in anything it sees, for it is kind, and only kindness does it look upon. The real world is the symbol that the dream of sin and guilt is over, and God's Son no longer sleeps. His waking eyes perceive the sure reflection of his Father's love, the certain promise that he is redeemed. The real world signifies the end of time, for this perception makes time purposeless. The Holy Spirit has no need of time when it has served his purpose. Now he waits but that one instant more for God to take his final step, and time has disappeared, taking perception with it as it goes, and leaving but the truth to be itself. That instant is our goal, for it contains the memory of God. And as we look upon a world forgiven, it is he who calls to us and comes to take us home, reminding us of our identity, which our forgiveness has restored to us. What is the real world?
Lesson 300. Only an instant does this world endure. This is a thought that can be used to say that death and sorrow are the certain lot of all who come here, for their joys are gone before they are possessed or even grasped. Yet this is also an idea that lets no false perception keep you in its hold, nor represent more than a passing cloud upon a sky eternally serene. And it is this serenity we seek, unclouded, obvious, and sure, today.
We seek your holy world today, for we, your loving sons, have lost our way a while. But we have listened to your voice and learned exactly what to do to be restored to heaven and our true identity. And we give thanks today the world endures but for an instant. We would go beyond that tiny instant to eternity. Lesson 300. Only an instant does this world endure. So I didn't really remember lesson 300, but this is what we're saying. This is a thought that can be used to say that death and sorrow are a certain lot of all who come here, for their joys are gone before they are possessed or even grasped. Kind of what we were saying at the beginning is like we didn't even know.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't know we didn't know.
We didn't know we didn't know.
And that's where compassion for our own experience and honoring the journey can come in, because we just didn't know. That's what ignorance is.
Mm-hmm.
Is you just didn't know you didn't know.
Yeah, you didn't know you didn't know. And hopefully that'll help us with shame. Because, you know, so some of us, you know, when, you know, we meet a lot of folks and, you know, some people have done things that they really wish they wouldn't have done, thought things that they feel really guilty about thinking. And yet the compassion comes in is when we realize that so many of those thoughts we came by honestly, we were in fear and we didn't know that there was another way. We literally did not know that there was another way. And this is why there is another way of looking at the world is such a powerful thought. That's lesson 33. And I would love to just read just a little bit of it. There is another way of looking at the world. Today's idea is an attempt to recognize that you can shift your perception of the world in both its outer and inner aspects. In your practice periods, you're going to repeat there is another way of looking at the world until you're comfortable. And then we merely glance around. I don't know if you remember doing this, but this is like a tool for us way back in down in paragraph 4. It says, remember to apply today's idea the instant you are aware of distress. So we don't realize how much distress we're in. And then we start bringing awareness to that. You know, like sometimes I know for me, so like, you know, when I said today, like sometimes I realize that my shoulders are way up to my ears and I'm just, I feel stressed or I feel anxious or I don't know, I'm just holding my stress there. Well, I don't even realize that. You know, I don't realize I'm in stress. I don't realize that I'm distressed. And so the whole journey of A Course in Miracles is to also recognize, well, you've actually lived all of your life in fear. And there's another way of looking at the world. There's another way of looking at you. You can see yourself with fresh eyes.
This reminds me so much of our experience with your dog, Lucy. Because, like, she is well taken care of dog. She gets brushed every day. She goes to the vet whenever, however, like, the timetable is right on time. And even, like, going to the vet, even being brushed every day, getting her food, everything, when she has had medical problems, they're not always very apparent, even to the vet. They're just like, then finally we'll have some, like, the problem get to be a poor, like, oh, this is a problem. Then we find out, wow, this has been a bigger problem and one that has been going on for a while that no one really even could see.
And that's happened a few times with Lucy. You're right.
Yeah. And that's why I preface it, like, she's being taken care of, but they're not,
like, completely obvious.
Completely obvious in our face issues, like even daily brushings, like we just don't see it. Neither did the vet. And the thing is, when the problem then, like, she gets the medicine or whatever she really needs, then she, like, suddenly starts hopping around and she has her spirit back.
Yeah.
And I wanted to bring that up because I'm, like, this is outside looking in because obviously we're not the dog, but it's almost like when I see her, it's like, oh, I didn't realize how not good she felt.
Yes.
Until after she feels better.
I mean, maybe explaining what her current thing is would be helpful. Because she's old, she's 13 and almost 13 and a half years old. Her skin started, like, there's like black splotches came on and some of her hair started falling out and her hair didn't have the proper texture. And I'm watching this. You're expressing concern. I mean, we all know about it. But, you know, trying to give her a bath, trying to make sure that she has a healthy diet, trying to do all the things that we think the doctor has told us to do. Mm. And then we took her to the vet because we noticed this. And then the vet said, well, it could be something really, really serious, or this shampoo could help her out. So then we start giving her a bath. You have to give her a bath every week for a month with this shampoo. We start giving her bath with this new shampoo. And we didn't, and she's like, literally, I mean, I think it's taken 5 years off of her. She's just running around and hopping around and so excited. So her skin must have been bothering her. She wasn't itching. It's not like it's dry skin. It was something funny going on with her skin. So, you know, maybe she wouldn't have had the words to articulate it, you know, because she's not sitting.
Clearly she does.
I mean, because, like if you talk to Lucy, like, you know, have dogs tell you things like if they itch or they do this, like she wasn't doing any of that.
No.
But
she was just lying there.
No, yeah. So she was just lying there kind of being maybe miserable. We didn't know. We thought, well, she was just old dog slowing down. And then now you find out, oh, her skin has been bothering her, or, you know, whatever is, like, her skin, her hair is now starting to come back and there's a lot going on. We are a lot like Lucy. I don't think we understand the distress,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's why the lessons are so gentle. Okay, now just, you know, lesson 33, it's right, you know, pretty much within the first month or so. And so, you know, right then it's just, okay, now let's start bringing awareness to the fact that you might be distressed. And if you do feel distressed, here's a tool for your toolbox. There is another way of looking at the world. So really, really appreciating this whole journey through A Course in Miracles today. I have a lot of gratitude that we can go from wrong-minded perception to right-minded perception just by doing a little practice every day, spending some time every day. And I mean, look, we've just dedicated 20 minutes a day. And that's not much.
And really, if you just read it, you not doing the practices, you got to do the practices. Mm-hmm. But if you just read it, mm-hmm. it takes less than 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to bring up with less than 300. What I love is the two perspectives on this lesson. So you have only an instant does this world endure. You can see that like, oh, well, I didn't really get to experience it. Blah, there's death. Like you can take it in this negative, like, oh. But then you could also say, oh, you know, this ego thought system, it's not this eternal thing that's going to be around forever. It's just an instant, a little blip.
A passing cloud.
And what I like about that is like, first of all, what do we want our perception to be? Like that's part one. Part two is how big of a deal do we want to make this? I think that's actually very good advice for most of life. Like how big of a deal? Some things in my life, I make a big deal and I don't really need to.
And what do you mean by in this context? Could you clear that up just a little bit? Like how big of a deal do we want to make it?
Well, you know how we brought up shame earlier? Like we can feel shame for not knowing, like that we, for not knowing.
What we didn't know.
What we didn't know. Where we could just say, oh, that was just a passing cloud and let it be.
Yeah.
It's like how big of a deal do we want to make this? We can make it a big deal and beat up on ourselves, or we can just say, oh, there's a passing cloud and we can move on.
Right.
Move on to love.
So what in these last few minutes, very few minutes, do you have a last thought about what is the real world and any of the lessons?
I do have a last thought. And my last thought is really lesson 291. This is a day of stillness and of peace. That's what I think of when I think of the real world.
Oh, and then still this line that I have highlighted. I accept what comes from you instead of from myself. I always also, the very last paragraph, the Holy Spirit has no need of time when time has served his purpose. Now he waits but that one instant more for God to take his final step, that one final step that God takes where it takes us from perception to knowledge. And time has disappeared, taking perception with it as it goes and leaving but the truth to be itself. That instant is our goal, for it contains the memory of love. And this, I like to use these words. And as we look upon a world forgiven, it is God who calls to us and comes to take us to our true home, reminding us of our true identity, which our true self-forgiveness has restored to us. Like that is...
Which our forgiveness of ourselves has restored to us.
Yeah. So thank you for joining us for these 10 days of what is the real world. And you're right. Tomorrow we go on to what is the second coming. And I love what is the second coming.
Mm-hmm.
I love what is. Well, I'm loving all of these.
I like them all.
Yeah. So have a wonderful day practicing lesson 300. Only an instant does this world endure. See you tomorrow.
See you then.